Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Seiya and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Hello, welcome. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, my co-host, Dr. Chan. Welcome, guests. Thanks for joining us for what month we're in now? September, September's episode of Growing Consciousness. We are talking today about healing your body, life and mind, through food. And I'm here, Coach Seiya, with my wonderful co-host, Dr. Chan. Dr. Chan, you with us? Let me try again. Hi, Dr. Chan, are you with us? Okay, we seem to be missing Dr. Chan at the moment, but I'm sure she'll join us in a few. So, healing body, life, and mind through food. Let's talk about food. Our bodies connect us to the earth and the elements within and beyond it, transmitting conscious, intelligent, high-frequency energy, God energy, through them. Eating the right foods can significantly foster connection to the elements and their potential energy to heal, support, and empower us in all aspects of our daily lives. Yet, most of us have been misled. How many of us eat merely for fun and flavor, forgetting about our health? Is it even possible to have fun eating healthy, high-frequency foods? How can what we eat benefit various aspects of our lives? Well, you know, there are all these questions, all these insights, more of which we'll gain today. We have the honor of having our guest, Sharon Herbalist Ross, also known as Ema Shea. Let's see if Sharon is here. Let's see if Ema is here with us. Hi, Ema, are you here?
I am here.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Shea.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm hoping Dr. Chan will be with us in just a sec.
I'm here.
I will. Oh, hi, Dr. Chan. As I'm just about to introduce Ema. So we have Sharon Herbalist Ross, also called Ema Shea. Ema was born in London, England, grew up in St. Andrew, Jamaica, and spent her childhood summers in rural Jamaica, where her grandmother and grandaunts practiced the ancient African tradition of bush medicine. While living in the UK as an adult, Ema developed diabetes type 2, but refused to take the medications recommended by her doctors and decided instead to reconnect with her childhood learnings and research herbs in order to cure her ailment. During her two-year research and study of indigenous herbalism, she came upon information about Dr. Sebi, a renowned traditional African herbalist who had revived the very same tradition Ema was familiar with during her childhood. Less than a year later, after commencing a course of natural plant compounds made up by Dr. Sebi, together with a strict dietary regime of foods and fasting he recommended, the diabetes had been reversed. Inspired by her healing and the power of this food medicine, Ema set about sharing the African biomineral balance with all who would listen and soon completed studies in herbal medicine. She has since set up Herbals Direct and visited the Usha village in Honduras, where she met and sat with the great Dr. Sebi experiencing and gaining an even deeper understanding of the herbal traditions for herself. Ima does health shows, herbal events, and talks to support individuals, groups, schools, communities, and organizations. And we have the pleasure of having her with us on the show today. So, Ima.
Yes.
Hello.
Right.
You know, I have had the pleasure of working with you. And as soon as that was done, I thought, you know what, I need to ask you to come and, you know, share some of this magic, you know, with the listeners, with all, even more, who will listen. So I don't fully understand how it all works. So hopefully we can get into a bit of this, you know, alkalining, because I remember a big part of what we spoke about was alkaline in the body.
Right.
I, you know, would love to understand the importance, what it means really to alkaline the body and why it's so important.
All right, I'm gonna give it a go. First, I want to say thanks to Dr. Sebi. So what alkalining means? So the phrase alkaline is really just it relates to the way in which water is able to neutralize acid. Yeah, and that's just the base definition. That it is measured in units of a thing called pH. Now, I don't know if you've heard the term pH.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say that, your pH is high, your pH is low. So the way it works, if we go on a scale, for example, of from 0 to 14, 7 would be neutral.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Humans, particularly within our bloodstream, must maintain a pH between 7.3 to 7.5 to be healthy. Yeah. So
right.
if I go back to the definition of what alkalining means, it is the capacity for water to neutralize acid. We are 60% water, yeah, and our organs are tissues. That's what they're basically made of. Just cellular formations, which are soft tissue.
Mm-hmm.
They need to remain supple. So when we say that we are alkaline, it means that we are. After 7.1, between 7.1 and 7.5, so we need to maintain that ratio. We are accustomed now to be eating foods which are below 7. Well, when I was growing up, we used to feed on stuff like ackee, which is 5.5,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But rice, yeah. which is going down to 4. Red kidney beans, you know, 6. Those are staples that, you know, we used to grow up on. When you eat these foods, yeah, and in particular the foods, you find that the foods that are below 7 are normally not containing much water. So they're also very dense. When we eat those foods, they convert into acids into our body. And so we don't have they don't carry the intelligence to alkalize our organs.
Mhm. Okay. So the aim is the higher the pH, the more alkaline the food.
The higher the pH, the more alkaline. There are other things that we need to look at as well. So plants also have a thing called DNA, just the way we have DNA. So what Dr. Sebi has coined the phrase chemical affinity. So we're not only looking at the foods for the alkaline ratio, we're also looking at whether or not the food has chemical affinity to our bodies. Yeah. So just like you have species of birds, you got like the sparrow, the woodpecker, and the hummingbird, they all eat different things. In the same way with human species, depending on what location we are, this is the African bimineral theory, depending on the location that we're from, we are meant to eat different types of foods. We are not better or worse, we're just different. Yeah? So that means the foods that belong to an African gene type resonates on such a higher frequency, we are only able to eat certain types of foods that are good for us. None of us are locked. We are all lactose intolerant, as in our African gene type.
Mm-hmm.
Anything below 7 will bring us into a diseased state.
Right.
So, yeah. So there is now a new emerging science, which I think it's called nutrigenomics or something, which is beginning to look at the relationship between the diet and the gene type. They're just catching up. We've been saying this for many years over with an oral tradition. Dr. Sebi has all he's done really is just revive it. So he has come up with a complementary food guide, which allows us to pick from a pool of foods which have been selected and tested,
mm-hmm.
which are aligned with our molecular structure and our gene type. So this is the whole, and so this is the whole Sebian movement, and that's how we met.
Right. And in terms of, well, having experienced both sides of the spectrum, per se, in that, you know, becoming used to eating more acidic foods and having some experience of eating more alkaline foods, as you have, which, you know, helped to heal or actually created the healing for you in terms of your diabetes.
Well, some of the things that will happen if you go on, Sarah.
No, it's all right. Continue.
What I was going to share, what happens when you eat acid foods, a number of things happen in the body to compensate mm-hmm. for that, because your body is always trying to bring you back into balance. Yeah. So if I focus on two things, then So one of the things that it does, it will draw high pH waters within the body to neutralize the acids. That is why it's very important to drink a lot of water, because if you don't, then the body is going to draw on its own water, and then it depletes its water reserves, and then you're thirsty. So most of us are really dehydrated because of that. The other thing it does, it pushes blood acid residues and accumulated toxins into outer extremities, because the acids run through your blood as you eat. They collect into the blood, and so what the body will do, it'll begin to push these acids as residues and accumulated toxins into outer extremities of the body. As if it's not like a storage bin, like it's moving them away from the vital organs.
Yeah.
Where these masses collect, Western medicine has names for them or subnames. For example, cancers and types of cancers. Or if it's in the joints, it's called arthritis. If it's in the lungs, it's bronchitis. In the pancreas, it's diabetes. And that's all that disease really is the accumulated acid toxins, plaque acids that are in the body as a result of eating incorrectly and outside of our gene type.
Right.
So Sharon, Imashe, sorry, I have been dropping in and out. We've been having dips in power. So I just wanted to just touch a little bit on what was said in the beginning about your journey with diabetes type 2. I'm just interested, as I'm sure our listeners are, as to, you know, what are some of the things that you did, because you said that your doctor, him or herself, was actually fascinated too that he removed diabetes type 2 or type 2 diabetes from your list of ailments, and he was curious about what were some of the things you had done to reverse that. So would you mind sharing with us, because of course, you know, in the Caribbean and of course people from the African diaspora, diabetes is one of the things that many people suffer from. So would you be so kind as to just share with us some of the things that you did to help make that shift in your health and your body when it came on to diabetes?
Yeah, absolutely, sure. Well, you know, it is the program. I mean, what Dr. Sebi has done, he's given the whole traditions a little bit of structure. So, and that has facilitated persons like myself to be able to just uniformly put in place this program every time a disease comes up. So it's the same program across the board, and it varies in intensity. And what may change out, you know, here or there is the mineral or the particular herb, depending on the area of the body. So I would say it's threefold. First off, we work with the body, right, and the body's systems. So the first thing you got to do is clean out these acids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me back up a little bit. Ideally, the best thing to do is stop eating, because as you stop eating, the body can adjust itself and begin to release the toxins within itself. Yeah, and you can help that by herbal teas and flushing your body with gallons of water daily. Yeah. So during my healing process, there were some times when I fasted and I did that. But I also went through what's called a chelation process. So you take certain herbs which clean out the colon, which in turn allows the rest of the body to release these toxins into the colon and flush out. Additionally, I was infused with iron because the blood is iron. So I had to help the blood, which is like a carrier system, take oxygen to my cells and help to clean out eventually the pancreas. So it had to get that certain instruction and that intelligence. The third thing I had to do is infuse my body with minerals. So for the pancreas, the particular minerals that I needed are iodides, bromides, and certain carbonates, etc. And this is and basically that is it in a gist, really. So you just you eat the foods that are on the same complementary guide that I was telling you about, and it's not very difficult to ascertain because you can test the food yourself. Just getting some distilled water which has a pH of 7, like I said, and dip the food in it and see which part of the scale it goes. The other thing you have to look for as well is whether or not the food has chemical affinity with itself. But Dr. Sebi has already done it in a nice little guide here for us. It doesn't represent all the foods on the planet, of course. There's lots of others. For example, it will say something like berries, and there's thousands. But yeah, that basically describes the journey. I mean, it'll be the same for anyone else approaching any disease or ailment that they have. It simply is. If you don't have herbs that are ready on hand, the thing to do is stop eating and infuse your body with spring water. Natural spring water will carry the minerals that your body needs. So, and your body will heal itself. It will adjust itself. But if you must give it the time and the space to focus on that, and fasting does that. Just stop eating if you don't know what to eat. But if you can't stop eating, then you may want to hook up with someone who like Sia, who's in the know about the different foods that are congruent with our gene type, and the different herbs that you might want to take to start removing the acids from your body. And they're plentiful in Jamaica, because when I was growing up with my grandmother, we used to walk the bush, you know, and pick up things like thyme, and cerasi, strongbuck, busy tea, leaf alive, callaloo. These are all some of the herbs that I took. And Dr. Sebi reintroduced me to and reminded me about that healed my body, that allowed my body to move into a healing mode, because really, your body healed itself.
Yes, and so of course, herbs have a lot of natural...
Sorry, say again?
Yes.
So I'm saying that herbs have a lot of natural... remedies. The chemical properties in herbs are often what we get the active chemical ingredients for to make what we know as our traditional Western medicine. So we must, from the growing consciousness side, caution those persons who are on medication to definitely consult with your doctor, because although the herbs are very beneficial, you have to be careful that if you are on medication that, you know, you're not taking a herb that has an active ingredient that is going to interfere or cause harm in your body. So, you know, I would caution anyone who is on a course of traditional medicine, you know, please consult with your doctor before you start, because, of course, too much of anything, I would say, is not good. And, of course, we're not medical doctors, so we're not dispensing medical advice here. So we have to state that disclaimer right here, right now.
I hear you. But see, can I also add, you're very right, can I add also that the herbs that we must use, in the herbs that we must use are going to only always be native herbs. So these herbs, doesn't matter what chemical you've been using, there is no contraindications whatsoever. No, I'm not, you're right, we're not medical doctors, and I'm not giving medical advice. But all the herbs that we take, as in this African biomineral modality, are okay to be taken with any medication, except you must take them 1 hour before. Because these are native herbs. These are not hybrid herbs or herbs that have been altered in any way. They're always going to be herbs that are original and native, because those are the ones that have the chemical information. So they're going to be strongest in pH, and they're going to be strongest in minerals, and they're going to be strongest in molecular constituents that are aligned with our bodies.
Yeah, but I have to say, though, that every herb, whether it is indigenous, native, non-native, every plant has active chemicals and compounds in them, and we have to be careful. I'm speaking from my biology background, that we have to be careful that whatever you're taking, you know, whether they're indigenous, native, non-native plants, we have to be careful that those things really don't interfere with our medication. So we really just have to be very careful if we're on medication.
Absolutely, you sure do, and we also work with your healthcare provider. You know, sometimes if you want them to be informed of what it is that you're taking, if you're going on a course of herbs, you want to work with your herbalist. If you're going on a course of African biomineral therapy herbs, then there is no contraindications whatsoever with any medications that you're taking.
Yeah, it's complementary, so.
Absolutely.
Other forms of medicine is what it feels and seems like.
But
however,
what we have to be careful about is that I don't think you can make a blanket statement about herbs like that. So I think we have to be very, very careful there to say that everything is complementary with every medicine, because there are new medicines being developed.
Of course.
So we
absolutely
have to be very, very careful about what we're saying here.
Absolutely. We're not overriding that at all. We're definitely
not at all.
Overriding that.
Not at all.
But I also wanted to mention, and I guess to have you confirm, that ideally we'll start using using our food medicine prior to having to engage with Western medicine, prior to being diagnosed with some serious "disease" or illness. It's also preventative. Many people may feel that there's nothing wrong with me, so I don't need to. Well, ideally we tend to it before anything goes wrong, generally, whether we're dealing with Western medicine or otherwise. And in regards to accessing these herbs, accessing advice, sound advice in regards to preventative treatment or treatment post-diagnosis, how can we access these herbs, Ima?
Well, I would say if in an extreme case where the herbs are not accessible, the thing to do is just stop eating. Just even if you're not ill and you want to improve your health state, stop eating anyway and infuse your body with high pH water. It is found that drinking a gallon of water just has the same beneficial results as taking some of these herbs, because you see. Within the water, what it does, it allows the blood to fend off and shoot off these release off these toxins through the body's systems, like the kidneys and. So that in an extreme case, that's probably the best thing to do. Other than that, I think in the Caribbean, the herbs are plentiful. They grow wild. So lucky you, Dr. Chan. They just grow wild. The thing is identifying them and understanding what they do. And a lot of them are native to Jamaica, because I personally ship some herbs, like the sarsaparilla in Jamaica is really high grade. That's high grade stuff, you know. That's beautiful stuff. Second only to the one that's from Mexico. So we bring in a lot of stuff from Jamaica here, just so that, because there's a lot of Jamaicans here, a lot of people from the Caribbean here. So the way to access the herbs, I suppose if you have an African gene type, I have to say you must go to someone who understands your gene type. And so the herbs that we sell, not that I'm trying to plug the company, but I'm just giving you an option, the Herbals Direct.
Absolutely, and we want to know how to access these, yes.
Yes, herbalsdirect.co.uk, everything that is sold there is a native herb, and it is congruent with the African biomineral balance. So you can shop there in confidence, getting herbs. If you want to as well, you can just visit the site for information. So you don't have to buy the herbs from Herbals Direct, but at least it provides an information guide for wherever you are located.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the herbs and what they're good for. So, and like I said, the herbs are taken from all over the world, so, you know, Costa Rica, Honduras, Mexico, they're from all over. But if you want an idea of what should I take for something, go in and drop in a phrase in the search term, and a particular herb might come up, and that will give you some information. So that's a good point to start. There's also Dr. Sebi's website. It's called drsebicellfood.com, which offers information about different therapeutic packages, etc. There's online support groups. And I can't think of anything else really, but those are some good places to start. But like I said, I can't overemphasize how significant it is to just stop eating if you are concerned at all about any health issue. And
again,
infuse your body.
Again, I have to caution about the stop
eating.
Yes, depending on the medication that you're on.
Exactly, and depending on your health condition. And so on. Stop eating might not be a fit for everybody. Maybe okay for some people, but again, I would say if you're under the care of a doctor or a nutritionist, I would say, you know, make sure you consult with them before, because I don't think a one size necessarily fits all. And in line with the information on the herbs and so on, Dr. Henry Lowe has written some very interesting and very detailed books on some of the herbs found in Jamaica. I found that has been very insightful and interesting as to, you know, what have some of the traditional uses of the herbs. And he, with his team of biochemists, have also identified a lot of the active compounds that are found in these herbs and what they have been used for. So that's also, I think, a very useful resource for persons, you know, looking at herbs in Jamaica and the Caribbean.
All right.
Absolutely. Always consult your GP, you know, always consult your physician. You know, for me, it goes without saying, however, that's not the case for all, you know. And in regards to being aware of what herbs to use and so on, I think it is also vital to know how much of what to use for what condition. So I think it's important to consult someone who is very versed in their field, you know.
Absolutely.
And their medical background, and medical history as well.
Absolutely. The herbs that are sold online, those are the ones, we would say those are supplementary. So they're not therapeutic. The ones that are therapeutic are, there's a link which will take you. So the therapeutic packages, obviously the phytonutrients in those have a lot more efficacy. So those have got to be carefully put together as compounds, you know, separate herbs.
Right.
So those aren't sold online, because it would be careless of us, you know, just sell it out to the public to just make teas. But the ones which are online, those are generally quite safe. Most of them are used as food spices. There's things like cloves and sage and thyme, you know, which are herbs, and they've got herbal phytonutrients within them, which act as a healing catalyst within the body when taken.
Sorry to cut you, Shiva. We have less than 1 minute left. And I'd love for you to tell our listeners, you know, how they can contact you. Is there an email address or Facebook page? that you can be contacted by?
You can be contacted at www.emashae.com. That's EMAHSHAE.com.
Okay. And Facebook page?
The Facebook page, it would be fb.com/EmaShae.
fb.com/EmaShae.
Yes, facebook.com/EmaShae.
Facebook. Right. Well, we have come to the end of another episode. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ema, for joining us. You know, it's been so insightful. I feel we may need a round two. Thank you so much, Dr. Chan, as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
As always, for your great questions and for bringing balance, you know. Listeners, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to sharing time again next month, same time for Growing Consciousness.
Thanks for joining Coach Seah and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.